Amen, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man. Welcome back to another YouTube video. So today's video, we're going to be looking at the 2020-2021 NBA playoffs, my predictions for the playoffs. This year has been interesting. I'm glad they did have a play-in game. I should do a video on the play-in game because that's not it. Because LeBron said whoever came up with the play-in game should be fired. No, that the play-in game is one of the best inventions for the NBA. Really, to be honest, they deserve a raise. They need a raise. Like I don't even understand how you can even think that's a bad idea because you don't want to play in it. Yeah, that just don't make sense. You feel me? For that, man, first matchup gonna be the easy one. I had the 76 versus the Wizards. The 76 versus the Wizards, 4-0 sweep. Ain't nothing to really talk about like that. It's not gonna be competitive. I mean, it might be competitive seeing Russell versus B. You know, they got a little beef and all that. They've been beefing with each other. Well, I guess friendly beef. They be talking about each other. So, boom, you got that. That's really about it. 2-7 Celtics and the Nets. That might be a little bit better because the Celtics still is a decent team. They still got Kemba and Jason Tatum and Evan Fournier and Marcus Smart. This got a decent team, but it might get one off on the Nets. I say 4-1. It might go to 5. Nets probably going to go through them easily. Celtics defense is horrendous. Their offense can't keep up. They're not a deep team at all. They're really just heavy loaded, which is crazy. Just a couple years ago, their team was deep when they had Tatum, Kyrie. Even though Kyrie got hurt, Tatum, Kyrie, Brown, Terry Rozier. The team was actually more deep than Marcus Smart. The team was deep. Now it's really just front loading. Got a Bucks versus the Heat. I know they think they can probably beat them again like they did last year, but I don't know. Jrue Holiday to me makes a big difference. I feel like with Jrue, they become a better, more dynamic team, and he just puts them over the hump. See, last year, it really was just Giannis, because Eric Bledsoe really couldn't play make. He couldn't get nobody else bucket. He couldn't get buckets on their own. Chris Middleton, you know, the guy Chris Middleton, so he's not a playmaker per se, but he can get buckets, so... Jrue Holiday, better defender, better shooter, better playmaker, just better all around. I believe this put Bucks over the hump. As long as Giannis bring it, Dante DiVincenzo bring it, as long as like the other players bring it, Brent Ford, Bobby Portis, as long as everybody else bring it, they'll be all right. I feel like the Bucks probably win this 4-2, probably go to 6 games. The 4 and the 5, see my Hawks, you know, versus the Knicks. No bias. I try to not be biased. It's kind of hard. Nah, but I feel like my Hawks probably would, just because we getting our whole team back. First time, the other games we played that we didn't have Hunter, you know what I'm saying? Now we got Hunter, who's our best defensive player. Not like we're just going to stop Julius. You're not just going to, I mean, you never know. We might can just flat out just stop him, period. But I feel like we might win the 6, to be honest, 4-2 our way, just because I don't really feel like the Knicks are, I'm sorry, Knicks is a good team. They doing their thing, but I feel like we have too much offensive power for them, way too much. They had Mitchell Robinson. I might give it to him just because now you got somebody that can down there. Even Noel can compete with Capella, but he's not going to outdo Capella. But you got Mitchell Robinson and those Noel. You got to see the whole 48 minutes of the game. Then, yeah, okay, that might be a lot of Capella. I feel like Capella has the advantage over Nerlens Noel. Of course, Julius Randle has advantage over John Collins, but you got Hunter now, who's been able to can guard Noel. I mean, not Noel, but he can guard RJ or he can guard Julius Randle. Depends on what the matchup call for. Depends on who hot Trey gonna do his thing, Bogey gonna do his thing. So, I feel like really gonna come down between what RJ gonna do for the Knicks, what RJ gonna do, and I think Derrick Rose is starting to y'all partner. No, I think what's name starting. Whoever guarding Trey, and whoever Trey guarding basically, and what RJ doing. I feel like that's what it's gonna come down to. But I still got my Hawks in 6. Yeah, I know a lot of people gonna hate that, but you know, Hawks in 6 because that's my team, and I feel like y'all they can beat them. I really feel like I wouldn't be surprised they go. I feel like this probably would be the only matchup that go to 7 games. I don't believe the Bucks and the Heat. I know a lot of people think they're gonna go to 7 games. I don't believe that is going to 7 games. But the only matchup I'm only for sure about the 76ers and the Wizards and the Nets and the Celtics. That's it. Even Nets and Celtics might go to 6. Just because. So the Western Conference, we have the first seed Jazz versus the number 8 Grizzlies. I want to say a sweep for the Jazz, but I don't know how well Donovan Mitchell actually is. I really don't. Without Mitchell, that's basically their driving offense. Yes, they still had they ended the regular season strong, but that's the regular season. Playoffs come around, that's different. You seen the Grizzlies? They playing. They got a target. They the underdogs. They got something on their back, and they come here to prove something. Definitely with Jaren Jackson coming back, Valanciunas playing well. You got Dylan Brooks just somehow became is an all-time greatest defensive player according to some of these analysts and announcers. You got John Morant, you know, don't get out of job. You got Bane, who can shoot. You got Kyle Anderson, slow-mo going, who doing his thing. So they got the ability to they play fast, they play up-tempo, they can shoot, they can rebound, they play defense, they get steals. I think they was third in the league in steals. It might be a good series, but it really depends on Mitchell. Mitchell is 100% healthy. I feel like it'd probably be 5-4 game series. But Mitchell isn't healthy or the car slipping. You never know. Mike can run to 6 games. I said my Jazz are gonna win, but it could go to 6 games. The 2 versus the AC, the 2 versus 7C, I'm sorry. Now this might be the most interesting one because it's like Chris Paul versus LeBron. If I like, have they played in the play? I don't think they played in the playoff before versus each other. You got an up and coming Devin Booker, DeAndre. Well, I ain't gonna say up and coming Devin Booker. He's here, but up and coming DeAndre Ayton. You got an up and coming Cam Johnson. You got a veteran Jay Crowder who played versus LeBron. Play with LeBron. I don't know. This is gonna be. I don't know which way to call it. I feel like it's gonna go 6 or 7. If it goes to 7, I'm giving it to LeBron. If it goes to 6, I'm giving it to the Suns. I feel like LeBron ain't finna lose in no game 7 to no Suns, but that's gonna be tough right there. I that's gonna be a very good. It might be a horrible series or a very good series. The Suns gonna prove that they belong here, or they're just gonna get messed up by the Lakers. That's gonna be an amazing series. See Chris Paul versus LeBron. That's gonna be. Ooh, Lord have mercy. It really gonna be. I feel like the matchup really gonna come down between Ayton and AD. Who can outplay the other one? Who won't have a better series? I feel like that big man position and Drummond probably gonna get played. Drummond probably gonna get played off the court per usual. So I really feel like it's gonna get come down to that because if they have Jay Crowder or Cam Johnson or Terrence Craig on AD, he is gonna have a field day. So they gonna probably have to go big, or they gonna have the Ayton and then Drummond might can eat. That's if Drummond's even on the floor. You know he gets played off the floor a lot. You got Nuggets versus the Trailblazers. If Jamal Murray was there, I'd probably say Nuggets in 6, Nuggets in 5 or 6. But without Jamal Murray, that makes a big difference. And they did have an amazing. Did they play last year? I believe they played. Yeah, they played last year. And they had a good series. So I feel like Trailblazers in 7. I ain't gonna lie. I might say Trailblazers in 7 just because Dame been having a great season. CJ is finally healthy and going crazy. Now they added Norman Powell, another playmaker, and who can help them out on defense. You got Robert Covington. You know he's gonna get out of Robert Covington. Yusuf Nurkic, and I always wonder why they didn't have like a scratch big or a big man that can play defense and that can stretch the floor. I always wonder why they never try to go get a big man like that. Definitely, we have 2 smaller guards who can't play defense, but Carmelo is looking like one of the best 6 men in the NBA. So, hey, I thought Trey might be able to suck them. And last but not least, Clipper versus Mavericks. I don't know. These 2 teams played last year. The Mavericks, even though it wasn't a long series, it was a competitive series. Even I think Kristaps didn't even play in the series. It's still competitive. Even though Kristaps isn't the same Kristaps he was in New York, I'll probably have to get that to the Clippers in 6. Just because I really don't believe Kristaps just don't seem like a shell of himself. He don't seem as good as he used to be. But you never know with Kristaps, because Kristaps, when he did play, he makes a huge difference. And Luka's playing like MVP level, and which Kawhi's playing crazy. He had a very underrated season. So did Paul George, and with Rondo, he finally got them a true point guard that they always wanted. Kawhi said that he really, really wanted. You got Cousins playing good off the bench, Zubac doing his thing. So I gotta still give it to the Clippers in 6. Clippers in 6. But hey man, say man. Hey man, say man. Tell me what y'all think below. All right.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram. If you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays, don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.